Matthew 28, 16 to 20, the Great Commission. Then the 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain where Jesus had told them to go. When they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. Then Jesus came to them and said, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always, to the very end of the age."
When the hour came, Jesus and his apostles reclined at the table, and he said to them, "I have eagerly desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer, for I tell you, I will not eat it again until it finds fulfillment in the kingdom of God." After taking the cup, he gave thanks and said, "Take this and divide it among you, for I tell you, I will not drink again from the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God comes." And he took bread, gave thanks, and broke it, and gave it to them, saying, "This is my body given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, after the supper, he took the cup, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, which is poured out for you. But the hand of him who is going to betray me is with mine on the table. The Son of Man will go as it has been decreed, but woe to that man who betrays him." They began to question among themselves which of them it might be who would do this. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Thank you, Claire. Just would like to invite Charlie up, who's going to lead us in God's word this morning, for me to pray for her. To the gospel. We pray for open hearts and minds as you lead us in God's word. Let it be penetrate our hearts and minds as we come into your word. Amen.
Amen. Well, good morning.
Morning.
Well, before I start, I want to pass round these things. All right. Don't open the sock. They're all clean. It's okay. Don't open the sock. I want you to feel what's inside. And then in a few minutes, I'm going to ask you us to vote on what you think it is in there. So we've got one for each aisle. Yeah, okay. One for each aisle. So you feel it and then pass it back. Okay. Don't put your hand inside. It won't bite, honest. Okay. And that's a special one for a minute. Okay, so all my technology's gone off, so you're going to have to change the slides, Jane, because it's not working. So have a feel of that and see what you think. So, have you ever played Say What You See? Say What You See. I want you to have a look at the next picture. The one on the left. Any ideas? Anyone? It's a saying.
Straight from the horse's mouth.
Whoa. Straight from the horse's mouth. Any other suggestions? What?
Don't look a gift horse in the mouth.
Yeah, don't look a gift horse in the mouth. Right. What about the one on the right? Yeah, between a rock and a hard place. Now, the next one. Okay, just say it. Just say it together. Sacrament. Sacrament. Right. Today's question is all about the sacraments. It's a very long word. And in some churches, they're called ordinances. And the sacraments are the Lord's Supper and baptism. So, let's talk about them. In our reading from Matthew 28, verses 19 to 20, Jesus commands his disciples to go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything that I've commanded you. And in our reading from Luke 22, 14 to 23, it describes the Last Supper, and we're commanded to celebrate the Lord's Supper in remembrance of him. So they're called ordinances because Jesus commands us to do them. Baptism is at once a once forever event, signifying our decision to follow Christ. And the Lord's Supper is an ongoing and regular event. And we're going to look at their individual significance and detail over the next four Sundays. So, Jane, I hope I don't take too much away from yours today. But today we will look at how the sacraments are both signs of God's blessing and also seals. And for building up the community of believers as well as the individual. So the sacraments are outward, visible expressions of the inward grace of Jesus. And they remind us of our life with Jesus. And it's all about the here and now. They become part of how we live our lives. And when we believed in Jesus and accepted him as our Lord and Savior, we were joined with him. Part of us is hidden with Christ in his kingdom. And we were moved from darkness to light. So baptism is a picture of this. And in the act of baptism, we declare our faith, our desire to die to self, that we might be raised to life in Christ. And the physical action in the sacraments is a visible form of worship, which aids our spiritual growth. We remember the significance of what Jesus has done for us. But more than that, the sacraments testify to something Jesus does. As we are baptized with water, having responded to Jesus' call, inwardly we receive the Holy Spirit, the seal of our life belonging to God. Now, I was reading an article recently about how involving the senses help recall when revising. Apparently, if when you are revising a topic, you wear a certain perfume, smelling that same scent will help you recall what you revised. Didn't know that when I was revising. That would have been useful. Are there any particular smells which invoke a memory for you? Maybe the smell of a perfume reminds you of of a granny or a friend that's passed on. Our sense of smell is particularly important, especially where taste is concerned. And also our vision, the brain recognizes a substance and what it might taste like. Now, last year, we played a weird game. Do you know they can make jelly beans taste of anything? You spun the needle, right, and it pointed to something. And then if you were lucky, you got the top choice. And if you were unlucky, you got the bottom choice. I guess by our faces, we must have picked the dog food jelly bean. There were even chili jelly beans. Oh. Yes. Now, I haven't got any weird flavours in this experiment, but I'd like... can I have 5 children volunteers up, please? It's not... I haven't got any... Oh, well done. Alice? Come on, Alice. Right. Oh. 1, 2, 3, 4. Right, 5. Right, okay. Now, let's move this over here. Right. Now, would you like to choose a packet that we're going to... Right. Oh. Whoa. What have we got? What colour is it? Red. Right, okay. Now, you're going, it's red. So what do you think it could be?
Strawberry.
Strawberry. Any other suggestions for red?
Cherry.
Cherry. Mm-hmm. Could be strawberry, could be cherry. Let's have a look. Right. Right, take one and taste. One shot. Take one and taste, and I'm going to ask you what it is in a minute. When you've all got one, I'll tell you what it could be. Right. What's it taste?
Strawberry.
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 Cherry.
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 Strawberry.
Right, okay. It was very difficult for me to actually tell by the picture what they were. So it could have been sizzling cinnamon. You were lucky you didn't get a sizzling cinnamon. It could have been pomegranate or sour cherry, or it could have been, well, on the strawberry ones, it could have been different strawberry flavours. But, Right, this time, right, I want you to squeeze your nose, right? Right, with one hand and take one out of here with the other. She's going to be, right, okay. And I want you to try and taste it with your nose squeezed. You like, did it taste better with your nose squeezed? All right, okay. I wasn't expecting that, but hey. So how is it different when you've got your nose squeezed?
You can't taste it as much.
You can't taste it as much, which is why when you've got a cold, you know, you can't taste it. When I got COVID, nothing tasted right. Did anyone else have that problem? You had that problem.
Yeah.
Yeah, the only thing we could eat was spaghetti bolognese because that had a strong enough taste to seem to cut through it. We couldn't even drink coffee, and anyone who knows us, we drink coffee all the time. But, right, okay. Now, are you feeling adventurous?
Yeah.
Whoa, now.
Oh, why is it black?
Now, this one... was very difficult to actually... There could be some nice chocolate in there. Yeah, it said chocolate pudding. Did it say chocolate pudding? And what else did it say? Or it could be cappuccino. But it could be root beer. I'm not sure what root beer tastes like. I'm not sure it's going to be alcoholic root beer. I think they take the, I think they might take the alcoholic bit out. But do you want it? Would you like to? No. Sure. Oh, we got a brave one here. You might get the chocolate pudding. Right. Has anyone got a chocolate pudding? You've got root beer. Did it taste all right? What have you got? Oh, you don't like chocolate, do you? Have you got the chocolate one? Oh, well. Never mind. If you come to me afterwards, you can have another sort of jelly bean. But thank you very much for your help. Okay. Root beer. Don't know what that's like, but you know, sort of, if you want to sort of, you know, sort of taste a jelly bean later, I just went on the pictures and they all look the same. But our senses are incredibly important, both to keep us safe and maybe to stop us from tasting anything unpleasant, but also to help us recall what is important. When we celebrate special occasions such as birthdays as a family, we have visuals such as balloons, maybe a banner saying happy birthday, a birthday cake. We sing happy birthday and we have nice things to taste. We may play games. We like playing with water balloons, playing catch with water balloons. I usually find a nice waterproof to put on. More than that, we're joined together as a family, celebrating together. Have you noticed how much of the senses are involved in the sacraments? J.I. Packer says this, as the preaching of the word makes the gospel audible, so the sacraments make it visible. And God stirs up faith by both means. So today, Elliot will feel the water on his forehead. And the touch of Elaine's finger as she signs him with the cross, with oil. He may not appreciate the experience at the time, but for those looking on, it's a visible representation of the gospel. His parents and godparents will promise on his behalf to bring him up to know and love the Lord. They, having believed, make the promise to bring him up in the family of the church. And when he's old enough, he will need to make that decision for himself. The sacraments are intended for those who have faith, who have put their trust in Jesus as Lord and Saviour. And they were instituted by the church, by Jesus for the church. Timothy Keller says, we are members of a community, and baptism and the Lord's Supper show that we belong to that community, the covenant community, the people who belong to Jesus. So touch is also important. We give people a hug and show our love for them in situations of joy and of sadness. When Jesus healed people, he could have just spoken the word and they would have been healed. But he chose to touch even the untouchables. And there's something special about touch. Enjoying the closeness, but also taking you to a different place. Do you recognize this person? This is Lucy. If you watched the coronation concert last Sunday, you would have seen her play the piano. What is so amazing about Lucy is that she is blind and has difficulty in communicating. She plays the piano through touch. She places her hands on top of her piano teacher's hands as he plays the music. And that's how she learns. I was blown away the first time I saw her play. She was completely lost in the music. Her hands were playing the notes by touch, but she was transported to a whole new realm, as was anyone who watched her play. And it's a bit like that with the sacraments. So, how are we doing with the touchy-feely thing? You put them all back on the table. Right, okay. So I want five children up again, please. So at the beginning of the talk, I passed round a sock. Okay. So let's grab a sock each. Right, okay. So this is sock number one. Alice, if you could take that. Don't hit anyone. They're heavy. This is sock number two. Remember your two? This is sock number three. This is sock number four. And this is a bag which I haven't which I didn't pass round, but we're going to open in a minute. Okay, so if you could just line up in your numbers. So one, Alice, two, right, just face everybody. One, two, three, come this way, that's it. One, two, three, four, five. Okay, five is the one on the end, okay, with Jacob. Okay, so sock one. Now, who had sock one? I think it was over there, wasn't it? Now, any ideas what was in the sock? Right, you have a choice. It could have been a can, a water bottle, or a mug. So were we saying B? Yeah, okay. Can you open up sock number one, please, Alice? You can break the band if you want. Okay. So, sock number one. A water bottle. So we pour water, we use water in baptism, whether sprinkled or full immersion. And it's a visual picture of going down into the water, dying to self. We're not fish, so we can't breathe underwater. So the idea of going down under the water, we die to self, and coming out of the water alive in Christ. Okay, so hold that up for me, Alice. That's great. Okay. So we feel the water. We experience the physical action. We witness what's going on. And we remember that we are joined to Christ. And because Jesus was raised from the dead, we also will be raised. Those are the signs. But more than that, those who put their trust in Jesus are sealed. Outwardly, we are covered with baptismal water. Inwardly, we receive the Holy Spirit. We are passed from darkness into the light of Christ. And we're sealed with a cross, signifying we are part of God's family. So what's in sock two? Right, who had sock two? Yeah, and what? Is it A, a candle? Is it B, a rolling pin? Or is it C, is it rolling ruler? They reckon it's a candle. Okay, can you open it up for us, Lily? So it's a candle. So can the other people start getting their rubber bands off? So Laura and Andrew, you're going to receive a lighted candle symbolizing Elliot's passing from darkness into the light of Christ during the baptism. So Lily, have we got in there yet? Ooh, yeah. There we go. That's a big candle. So what's in sock three? Is it cake? Is it a glove? Or is it bread? Have you got it open? Right, bring it out and let's have a look. It might be crumbs now. Yes, it's bread. And what's in sock four, please, Josie? Well, I think it could be all of it, all of the above, because, have you got it out? All right. Because it can act as a wine glass. So it's not made of glass, but it can act as a wine glass. It could be called a goblet, but it could also be a cup. Take yourself back to the upper room. Jesus is celebrating the Passover with his special friends, a very special meal. The disciples have no idea what is to come. As they eat the bread and drink the wine, Jesus shares a new significance to this meal. He breaks the bread and links it to his body, which is about to be broken for them and for us. The sin of the world, our sin, is about to be laid on his shoulders. He will take the punishment which is ours. And as we take the bread, touch it, taste it, we do so remembering that Jesus' body was broken on the cross for our sins. And as we take the cup of wine and drink, we remember that Jesus' blood, his life, was poured out on the cross, and the price of sin was paid in full. The whole act reminds us of God's grace, God's riches at Christ's expense, and our salvation. But more than that, the Holy Spirit is present in the sacraments. And as we eat and drink, we pray that we will be renewed by the Holy Spirit and be drawn into deeper relationship with God. The sacraments are designed to build us as individuals and as the community of the church, and should not become a routine, something that we do. Our attitude is important. But what about the final sock? You haven't had a chance to have a look at that. So can you bring it out? It's a very precious photo. There's something special about a family photo. It's full of memories, maybe about a special occasion. It reminds us of our love for them and the special time we spent together. Sometimes it reminds us of loved ones no longer with us, or absent friends. Now, this picture was taken in Disneyland Paris in February 2020. It was my daughter Sarah's 30th birthday. And we all remember what happened in March. Not me, I didn't bring it back. We were locked down, not knowing when we would be able to see family again. And the sacraments are a little like photos of Jesus. We celebrate the sacraments and remember Jesus and his great love for us. And it keeps us going until we go to be with him forever. Our loved ones who've died in Christ are already with him. A few years ago at Keswick, They had an interactive experience, which my granddaughter Lauren and I signed up for. It involved all the senses and was very moving. And I remember passing through a tomb into this room, which was laid out like a banquet. And there was a place with our name on, and lots of empty seats for those still to be called. We were reminded that those who had accepted Christ as Lord and Saviour, a place was prepared for them. And our attention was drawn to the empty seats. And our command, which we read in Matthew's Gospel this morning, was to go and make disciples and share the good news about Jesus. We were then led out onto a street with different scenarios for us to share the gospel in. We sat and ate a meal with a Muslim family and talked about family and about Jesus. Reading our passage today in Luke about the Lord's Supper, Jesus not only focuses on what is about to happen, but looks forward to the future, giving us hope. We are to continue to share the Lord's Supper together until the kingdom of God comes or we go to be with Jesus. Matthew 26:29 says, I tell you, I will not drink of this fruit of the vine from now on until that day when I drink it anew with you in my Father's kingdom, with you. All those who believe in Jesus will drink wine, celebrate together with Jesus. And then in Luke 22, verse 16, it says, until the kingdom of God comes. Jesus says, I have eagerly desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. For I tell you, I will not eat it again until it finds fulfillment in the kingdom of God. The sacraments are rich in hope. They speak of the here and now and the future of what is to come. And as we partake of the sacraments as individuals, we are joined together as the community of those who belong to Jesus. Let us pray. Father, as we celebrate the sacraments today, signs of God's grace, which can be seen, felt, and tasted, help us to remember the saving work of Jesus, to fix our eyes on him. We pray that as we engage, we may be drawn deeper into relationship with God as individuals and as a community of believers. For we ask it in the precious name of Jesus, our Lord and Saviour. Amen.